1975. How did I end up in such a mess? It all started with a flute, a sterling silver flute, to be exact, one that I received on my 11th birthday. It was a present from my favorite uncle, also named Bill, who was an amateur flutist and a math professor at Princeton. I loved my flute. I loved the way it looked, the way it felt in my hands. I loved the sounds it made. But I wasn't all that good at it. Still, I practiced as much as I could, and was able to take the last flute chair in the school orchestra, which held rehearsals 3 times a week. School was the Lab School in Hyde Park, on the south side of Chicago. My family lived in a red brick townhouse 4 blocks from the University of Chicago, where, like my uncle, my father was a math professor. At the time, Hyde Park was a rough neighborhood, and the surrounding areas were even worse. As kids, we were taught never to cross 63rd Street to the south, Cottage Grove to the west, or 47th Street to the north. To the east was Lake Michigan. Always concerned about the safety of its professors and their families, the university employed an impressive private police force and installed security phones on nearly every corner. Combined with the Chicago Police Department, CPD, there were more police per capita in Hyde Park than any other community in the United States. Because of all this security, my parents let me walk to school on my own every day. One morning in the spring of 1975, as I was on my way to school, I was approached by 3 teenagers who were much bigger than me. One of them pointed at the flute case in my left hand and said, "Hey, kid, what's in the case?" I gripped my flute with both hands. "Nothing." "I'm sure it ain't nothing," he said, laughing. "Why don't you let me see what's inside?" Before I could respond, another kid grabbed me, while the third went for the flute. I tried to twist away, but it was no use. There were 3 of them, and I was only 11. Finally, the biggest one grabbed the case and yanked hard, wresting it from my grip. They turned and ran off. I ran after them for a couple of blocks, but then they disappeared across 63rd Street, and I stopped. I jogged to the nearest university police phone and explained what had happened. Within a few minutes, 2 university police cruisers arrived, and shortly thereafter, the CPD showed up as well. 2 Chicago police officers drove me home, led me to our front door, and rang the bell.